made simple.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. It's time to get fit. It's time for, we're going to do calisthenics on the air. What do you think? All in favor of us doing calisthenics on the air, raise your hands, please. Jennifer.
Yes, you know I do this every day during the show.
I know you do, right. Actually, what happened, Andrea Metcalf, our fitness expert on the Good Day Program, is here. What happens, Andrea, with Jennifer? She has weights. And while she's on the air, she's using the weights to build up.
So if you ever hear heavy breathing, that's what's going on.
Really?
I love it.
All right. So how do you use one of the things that one of Andrea's most important messages is to think about your ideal, that is how you want to look, with almost every step. You can use your body. And, Roberta, you found this out, I think, too, between the, using the MetaFast diet and just being more and more active. When I was in your house, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, I was getting a kick out of all of the those kettlebells that are there and a bunch of other things. And it's obvious that you're using, and I do this, too, while I'm on the air. I'm moving.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Andrea's Bible. The first chapter in the Bible is get up off your butt and keep yourself active, even if you... You know, it's not like this is part of your job, but you can figure out how to move on the job, right?
That's right. You know, I just recently had a blog posting on Huffington Post, and it's all about the exercise you can do in the morning, midday, and evening that you probably can sneak in. Like you guys are saying, get your hand weights out while you're on air, or stand up in between emails, or, you know, walk away from your desk at lunch. Don't eat at your desk. You know, you got to go places and do things. And you're going to find out you're sneaking in exercise minutes that can add value to your body.
So why does it take you to get people to use common sense? I don't get this. I mean,
you mean it seems common sense to just
well,
get up
I mean, doesn't it? I mean, to think about it in that way, it just seems like common sense. Okay, you don't want to be a lard butt. Then you stand up and you move around. It's just interesting. And this is, obviously, I have great regard for you. That's why you're here. But what I'm hearing from you, it just makes for common sense. Maybe that you can be our common sense guru. In addition to being the fitness expert, you can be our common sense guru as well.
Well, if I can contribute in that way, Doug, you know I'm more than happy to.
All right. But I want to know what Andrea Metcalf does, because you're on, I sort of got a chuckle the other night. I was watching some television program. I don't think I sent you an email after, but I saw you, that commercial that you do. And once again, I don't remember what the product is. I just remember that it's you. It's some vitamin, though, I think, isn't it?
It's Nature's Way, a live multivitamin,
right.
A more potent multivitamin.
There we go. We should have them sponsoring you being
there
here with
go.
Us.
There we go. Let's call them up.
So, but you're running around. You're usually in two or three different cities a week. You are in amazing shape, and you have to be in order to be credible, especially when they see you in those capris. Are you impressed that I remember?
That's right, from last week, the
priest,
the short pants you wear
tattoo?
While biking.
Right. What'd you say, Jennifer?
I can't believe how much that stuck with you, those capri pants.
Probably one of those silly things. So, but in your active life, what do? You train people as well as doing all those other stuff. But you must have to have time, or do you actually, it's become so much a part of your routine that you can pick up weights when you're running around the house, or you do things so that you don't have to consciously go to some place and work out? I'm talking about Andrea herself.
Well, I do try and work out every single day, something. I walk to work, which is 3 miles there and back.
Really?
So I know I at least get that in, which is the minimal that someone should be doing is getting out there and walking for at least 30 minutes a day. And so I just sneak it in. Really, I do follow what I'm telling you. I bounce my legs when I'm sitting in meetings to keep them active, and I do squats in elevators, and I stand on one leg while brushing my teeth. So I incorporate those things, and I do have weights and kettlebells and tubing right in my home, so they're there and there's no excuse. But really, I like to use what's outside.
Mm-hmm. So do you think your message is basically for everybody? Is there an age attached to your recommendations? Is it more that women ought to follow this advice? Or I'm wondering if there's a different set of principles that would affect men versus women, or adults versus those who are younger.
Well, you know, I think that everyone needs to do something, and that hits every single part of the population. But what's really interesting is men tend to lose weight easier than women.
Yeah.
So if women want to lose weight, they should think more like a man and start doing some of those weightlifting, and that'll help build more muscle tissue to burn calories while you sleep. And they should eat more protein and order that steak with a side salad as opposed to a little salad with some chicken on it, because it really does make a difference. And guys have a distinct advantage in that category.
All right. So I don't order steak. I have a piece of salmon or something like that. There are people who and I understand, and I've been told this more. It's interesting. You might want to do this, too. We have a sponsor called the Body Bio Report. And when you get your annual physical, you take the blood work and you send it to them, and they'll tell you what you are missing in terms of supplementation, or what you're missing in terms of the things that are necessary to keep you working well.
And I love that.
Yeah, it's really a great idea. And one of the things, I just sent mine in last week, came back. There's a protein supplement. There were four or five things that I was missing, and four or five things I was doing that I didn't have to do. But because I don't eat meat. I don't eat my cows. They're my friends, and so I don't eat them. And chicken is horrible. If you know what I know about how they process chicken, you'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life. So what does that leave? It leaves you with either some sort of protein supplement, or fish. There are some sources of fish that are better than others. But one of the other things is that people in this country just plain overeat. And I think I watched when you and I had lunch that day, you didn't eat a lot. And I'm guessing that you probably do, like we do with our MetaFast stuff, eat four, five, six times a day. Am I right?
I sure try to. Minimally four.
Yeah.
Sometimes five or six. I try and do that. Yeah.
All right. So in terms of people being able to find out, if you go to DougStephan.com, you see Andrea's picture in the contributors box. One of the things that she has are a series of DVDs that – I'm looking at a couple of them now. Keeping Fit, is that a three-pack, or are you talking about your abs?
No, it is a three-pack DVD set. Huh. There's a cardio DVD, a strength, and a Pilates, and they're geared at women over 40,
yeah.
Men too, but for the most part, women typically are the ones to pick up those type of DVDs, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great training program in five-minute segments, so you can... They're all enclosed in a five-minute slot, so you can do 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes and build up, which is really key when you're trying to progress and trying to get stronger. You've got to take baby steps, one step at a time, 5 minutes at a time, and work
right.
up to that 20, 30, or 40 minutes.
What do you say to the people who would tell you, if Roberta's going to the gym, Jennifer goes to the gym, they'll tell you, you got to do three sets of this, and then you got to go over and do four sets of that, and another set of this. You have to continue to repeat. So if you're doing this in 4 or 5 minute bursts, how does it have the same impact or effect on you as actually focusing on something or a part of the body for a longer period of time?
Well, I think anytime there's two questions you had here.
That's
one, anything,
right.
anytime you focus on something, you're going to get more out of it. And even if you just think about being stronger and lifting heavier, if you think about it and get that mind connected with the body, you can get up to 30% more out of every workout.
Mm-hmm.
That said, many people do multiple sets when they're exercising. I'm going to do three sets of 12. If you're just starting out and you're a beginner, there is not a big difference in the results whether you do one set of 12 or three sets of 12, because your muscles have to understand the pattern first.
All right, repeat that, so, Andrea. Repeat that again, will you?
Research shows us that when you're a beginner, it doesn't matter whether you do one set or three sets. The difference in strength gains is so negligible that you shouldn't waste your time doing that.
What happens if you're interested in size and strength?
If you're interested in getting bigger, that's a little bit different. And most men are more interested in getting bigger than women. We just want to get toned. But the way that you train makes your body look a certain way. A ballet dancer trains the same amount of hours as a football player, but they look completely different. Mm-hmm. Football players do short bursts, heavy weights to fatigue. And ballet dancers end up doing longer repetitions, much more time devoted to a very small, light resistance. Mm-hmm. So you've got to train the way you want to look.
All right, so that means women are supposed to use wimp weights and guys are supposed to use heavier weights. That's probably
well. I know a lot of men that want to look lean and not look big and bulky. Uh-huh. So men can use light weights, just do longer repetitions.
I know a lot of lightweight men. A few lightweight women, too, in fact. The author of Naked Fitness is here with us. She's our new advisor when it comes to being fit, keeping fit. Andrea Metcalf on Good Day. It's 17 past the hour.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
We've been using the word guru for some reason today, and I have hesitation in attaching that to Andrea. Andrea Metcalf, fitness guru. I don't know.
I like that.
You do like that, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we were just yakking off the air about pain. When you are exercising a lot, when you're trying to stay, I know this happens with me, if I get really, whether I'm working out in the gym or whether I'm on the farm or whatever it is, I'm liable to really overdo, and then the pains in the shoulder especially. And we're actually talking about Salon Pause, which is one of our new sponsors. You can get a free sample by going to DougStefan.com. And apparently Andrea uses them as well. We were talking about neck and back training, and they certainly lead to pain. Those areas are very prone to being painful, right?
Well, I think it's not just when you work out that you end up getting pain. It's when you don't work out that you start to get these little minor aches and pains. And by exercising correctly, you'll be able to help leave that. But if you do overdo it, you know, heat, like the Salon Pause patch, which it brings in, it's got a little analgesic and menthol in it, can definitely give you some nice relief. And, you know, there's no reason to be in pain. So I've used them before. I think they're great. They're easy. You just put them right on that muscle area, especially great for low back pain, which 80% of the population goes through some type of low back pain by the time they're 40. Yeah. And really what you need to do is start standing up, squeezing your butt, and working that backside to get rid of it.
Hear that, Roberta?
I heard it.
Stand up and squeeze your butt.
You know, if you don't squeeze your butt, no one else will want to.
You know, I've started to use those shape-up shoes, and,
yes.
I feel a difference in my butt. I mean, do those do anything?
Well, yeah, they're a higher platform shoe, so you get more hip extension. So every time you step and push off, you're lifting your leg a little bit higher than it normally would.
All right.
But keep in mind that the shape-up shoes or any of the core balancing shoes You have to buy the type of core balancing shoe for the activity you're doing, whether it's just a little bit of walking, extended walking.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Looking at the cans right now.
I just am picturing you playing this song, drinking malt liquor, driving cross country.
Jennifer, can you imagine Doug with the seat reclined all the way back with his wrist over the steering wheel, pulling up to a light with the kickers going?
I've got some junk up in my trunk, yo.
Dad, you don't got no brains in
here. And that's faux-shizzle.
With my mind on my money.
Back to another round of competitive singing with the three finalists from American Idol, Haley Reinhart, Lauren Elena, and Scotty McCreery. Haley, her personal choice to present to the judges is a Led Zeppelin tune, What Is and What Should Never Be. So here she is with that. I don't understand why these young women go that raspy route. It's much more appealing to have them sing something.
But that's her voice. That's her natural voice, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's her voice.
But it doesn't sound any different than a lot of the... I think that was the problem I had with Haley and Lauren last night. They both sound...
They sound totally different, Doug.
But they fit into that groove, if you will.
Well, that's what they're looking for. I mean, that's the...
Sameness.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's nothing original on radio anymore.
No, that's true. Other than you and me and...
Other than you and me and Jennifer and Rich, we're original.
We are, right. And we can't sing together. Imagine, maybe we should put together... How about a chorus? We'll find some songs and we'll put on a talent show. What do you think, Jennifer? Is that an idea? Jennifer doesn't like that.
Jennifer doesn't even want to respond to it. She's saying, no.
All right, so there's Haley in her second. I guess they sang through three times last night, I think, didn't they? Everybody had, there was a personal choice. I saw Faith Hill, I think, didn't I? Last night. Did you watch this last night?
Yes, I did, yeah.
All right. Didn't Faith Hill show up to help Lauren Elena? Because she sang Lauren's song. Was Faith Hill's Wild One. Let's play a bit of that, Michael, huh?
She thinks they're too old. She thinks she's too young. And
yeah,
battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild boy with an angel face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. And she was 3 years old on her dad.
My prediction?
Yes, what's your
prediction? Haley leaves this week.
I think so, too. Yeah. No. Lauren leaves this week.
No.
I think it's going to be Haley and Scott is going to be the...
No.
I have to confess, though, I watch American Idol's time delayed by about a half an hour.
Oh, you do?
And I go directly to the performances. I just skip everything
right,
else.
Right, skip all the rest of the stuff.
Because all I want to see is the performances.
So we'll find out tonight who goes home. Last night, Scotty McCreery did himself well. Here's his personal choice song from Lone Star, Amazed.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take.
Good job. Right?
And baby, when you touch me, yeah, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone for anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do.
Good stuff. Good luck to them all. But my own prejudice is to have Haley get bumped and have Lauren and Scotty down to the end. What do you folks think? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you want to make a difference when you travel, there are a number of resources out there to help make that happen. The website packforapurpose.org invites you to pack necessary supplies for projects in each destination. And we're not talking about a lot of space. 5 pounds in your luggage can equal 400 pencils, or 5 soccer balls and a pump to be donated to a school or orphanage. Or you can make a difference in another way. GoodShop.com is an online shopping mall partnered with travel providers like CheapTickets and Hotels.com. For each purchase, GoodShop gives a percentage to a recipient of your choice, from the American Red Cross to your local school. MassiveGood.org is a major initiative from the Millennium Foundation that allows users to contribute $2 towards global health issues when buying a plane ticket, hotel room, or car rental. This option is becoming more and more common on online booking sites. And who is the first person to click on Massive Good after its launch? Bill Clinton. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good
day. Now it's 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Much ado about Arnold and the maid as the details leak out. A lot of people are talking about this. It's pretty clear that Arnold Schwarzenegger is being looked upon poorly, shall we say. How does he get received when he goes into a crowd of women? If you were a woman and you were around Arnold Schwarzenegger, would you want to be, I mean, I'm not talking about in a way that he would try to entangle you in his web. I'm just talking about in general, if there was a performance or he was showing up, would you boo? Would you clap? Would you ignore? How do you deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger? That's the personal side of this. 800-510-8255. The lady's name is Mildred Patty Bay. I believe it's pronounced Baena. Well, Baena. How would you do that, Roberto? You're pretty good with the Spanish. B-A-E-N-A. Baena, I think. She was the maid. I'm not hearing anything from anybody, Michael. Anyway, this woman who messed up Maria's sheets also washed them, which is kind of an interesting anecdotal way. It's kind of creepy. This is a creepy deal. Arnold used the term event, referring to what happened. The special event apparently took place about 14 years ago. Patty is her nickname, Mildred Patty Baena, was pregnant the same time Maria was pregnant. Christopher Sergeant Shriver Schwarzenegger was born 5 days after little boy Baena. I don't know, somebody referred to him as Junior. Junior. And he apparently looks just like Arnold. Just like him. TMZ has some pictures of this kid, but they're not putting him there. They haven't been made public. Patty was married at the time. Husband, Rogelio, listed as the baby's daddy, on the birth certificate. She divorced Rogelio in 2008, and at that time, she said, or he said, I'm not sure who said this, that they did not have children together, so there was no child support for Rogelio, and the child's name was Rogelio after the husband,
mm-hmm.
right? And then she somehow or other, it became clear to her that she couldn't make it on her own on $1,200 a week. So she went to Arnold and told him that the baby was his. And it was at that point that he started to pay up, apparently.
Did they do a DNA test?
Apparently Arnold didn't care to do a DNA test because he admitted that the child was his and has been generous. How would he know? I guess if you look at the kid, it looks just like Arnold. That apparently, that's the story anyway. So, what do you think in terms of this sort of thing? It's one thing to have an affair, but it's really, when you have a child with somebody else, I just think that it is very difficult. I find it, it's troubling.
That goes one step further.
One step over the line, one step too far. In a sense, right? I mean, it really is.
I mean, if you're doing this, be careful, for goodness sake.
Well, excuse me, what does it say about your ego if, in fact, this is the way you're conducting yourself? So how would you approach if you were in a room with Arnold or if you went to a performance and he was in a movie or something, do you think when he goes up on screen, the women in the audience will boo him?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you think women in general will boo him?
Yes.
All right. I
think women are just like you said, one thing is to have an affair. Another thing is to have a child for 10 years and keep it secret.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Phyllis, that's like.
Well, go ahead, Roberta. What were you going to say? Finish that statement.
I was saying, considering that he was also, he knew he was going to be running for public office. It's almost like he purposely kept this quiet.
Of course he did.
Because his political ambitions were more important than honesty to his family.
Of course, more important. His own ambition. And with all politicians, it's all about them, me, I, and not about the other people around. It happens time after time after time. So, all right, what do we have? Phyllis, hi.
Hi.
You're focused on the maid, and it's an interesting question you ask.
Because even though it takes two to tango, I think she should have left him alone. Because now his reputation is very tarnished. I saw her picture on the news yesterday, and she looks worse than me.
What is that?
That's what I said. She's nothing to look at, right?
Oh, that's not. What are you saying about Phyllis? We don't know what Phyllis looks like. That's not fair.
No, I mean the woman.
It's in the eyes of the beholder. This woman is not an Italian. Is not an Italian.
In his eye, but in my eye, what was he thinking?
He was interested in sex, and she had big breasts. That's what he was interested in. And she was easy, available, so he could exercise whatever it was that he wanted to exercise. And not have to worry. It was handy. She was in the house. He was in the house. Maria's not around. Let's go.
Exactly. It was easy.
Handy.
Yeah, it was very handy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all.
And I wonder if he was paying her for sex all along also.
Well, he's paying her $1,200 a week. Is a maid worth $1,200 a week in Los Angeles where they live in Brentwood?
Oof.
That's a lot of money.
Did she live at the house? No, she lived with her husband. That's right. They had. She was married at the time.
Right. Yeah.
And her husband might have even known and didn't even care as long as she brought the money home.
Well, those things are hard to keep secret. She apparently bragged to her friends that she was having sex with Arnold. That apparently is something that is, as I look at this whole scenario, as I read the stories, you see this in the talk. Some of the fallout, interestingly enough, between the two of them came up when Maria was on the Oprah program. We were talking about that earlier. So, Phyllis, in terms of if there is blame, it goes all the way around. It isn't just Arnold. That's what you're saying, right? I guess that's right.
She should have said no.
Said she didn't. Wait a minute. She approached him. She admits to having.
It's her fault.
She admits to having attracted him. Apparently, one of the stories I saw is that she was in the bedroom or doing something, and she and Arnold walked in, and she took her blouse off and her bra off. I mean, whether you believe any of that stuff or not, you know.
I believe that's what I'm saying. It's her fault.
Yeah. All right. Here's Bill, who agrees with Phyllis. Right, Bill?
Yes, that's correct. Notwithstanding anything that Arnold did, I'm not excusing that, but, you know, gee whiz, let's not just pillory him. Let's pillory both of them, for crying out loud. You know, that we don't know if the rumors about her taking her blouse off are true, but there is the possibility that she was the seductress in this whole thing.
Yeah. Do you think Hispanic women are more likely to be that way, seductive? They, you know, some of the stuff, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk. I'm just saying, if Richie were here, we could talk about his wife, who's very attractive. You look at some of the TNA that's on these Hispanic networks, these television shows, you know, there's not much left to the imagination.
Oh, I'm not sure I'd touch that one, Doug.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Phyllis, thanks. So the next part of this is, what do you do? And this was a general thought I had, not just necessarily about Arnold and Maria, but it really begins or begs the question about infidelity and what happens after you find out that your spouse has been unfaithful. With some, there's arrangement and nobody cares. I'm thinking of Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. They have an agreement that once a year they can go on a fling with anybody of their choosing. That's their deal. It seems to me I've heard Will Smith and his wife have a similar sort of deal. It's not like once a year you go, but if you're interested in somebody else, just tell me that you're going to go be with this other person. And apparently that's the agreement that the two of them have. Now, those are Hollywood stars types. What about in the rest of the so-called real world? What holds up? Is it fair? I think whatever you agree to as a couple is what's right. If you don't have an agreement and you go out and mess around, then it becomes a sticky situation, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy. The only people who know what goes on in a marriage are the people who are in it. And I'm guessing, looking at the Arnold story, sometimes the people in the marriage aren't even sure. Is it your thinking that Maria may have known this and didn't make any difference? I mean, she certainly knew who Arnold was. And certainly knew that Arnold was not faithful to her. That she had to have known, because he's notorious for, you know, chasing around. So
she probably, maybe she suspected that he was chasing around. Maybe that she just turned a blind eye toward it. I mean, I know a lot of women do that. They just turn a blind eye toward it. I think him having a child pushed her over the edge.
Yeah, right. Well,
one thing is if you dally around.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to realize, too, I mean, if you know anything about biochemistry, a guy like that has enough testosterone floating around in his veins, you know, to power probably the entire city of Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Right. And he needs probably, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. There are men and women who just need to have that as much as possible, because that's, you know, what keeps them going.
So who knows what their agreement was. But I think the child was just like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. She has 3 other children, by the way. Patty has 3 other children other than Junior. That's what they call this kid now. Junior.
I feel sorry for his children with Maria. I mean, could you imagine how those children must feel?
Yeah. Awful. Lousy.
You know, knowing that they've got a half-brother somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Well, they've probably seen the kid around the house.
Well, yeah, they probably, his younger son probably played with the kid.
Yeah. I think I did hear that.
Because this was a housekeeper for 20 years. Of course she brought her kid over. I mean, my housekeeper brought her kids over our house all the time. He's like Victoria's little brother.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go.
So undoubtedly the child was there continuously.
Mm-hmm. Something to be certainly dealt with. There's so much gossip with this. That's the thing. You're not going to get the straight story now because there's so much gossip that's attached to it. So how do you really find out what the story is? I think, more importantly, it already has a good discussion of infidelity and how to deal with it in a practical way. And, I mean, that's all you, other than the gossip, which gets you no place, interesting story, but the story is over now. If you've taken a look at this boy, you see it's pretty obvious, so then what do you do? All right? Something, again, it's sort of good food for thought. Speaking of that, we have lots of good food for thought, including Dr. Ken, who's up next with the latest on how yoga can help you. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. How would you like a better sex drive? How would you like a sex drive, period? Back in the 1930s, it was discovered that women were bearing children in some of the southern states well into their 60s, and men were fathering these children into their 70s. Magazines went wild with this information, and researchers headed south. They found these people drinking a tea made from Spanish moss. You know that stuff hanging from a cypress tree throughout the south. It has no roots, it just hangs from the tree and takes its nutrition from the air and from the sun. They would dry the moss and seep it in hot water and drink it daily. How does it work? It stimulates a better balance and support for the endocrine system and goes right to the heart of your sex drive. If your drive has been waning a little or has gone south completely, you might want to learn more about this. Call my office for more information. 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here. He's brought to us in part by the folks who are responsible for Salon Pause. Did you hear Andrea Metcalf on with us in the last half hour? Ken, I know you're busy running around.
I did.
Did you? So what did you think of what she said about Salon Pause? She said she used it. I didn't ask. You know, we were just talking about pain, and she said, you know, there's a good, I thought it was kind of interesting. Now, whether she's listening, she listens to the program where she is in Chicago, and she knows that you and I talk about it, but I thought it was neat. It was sort of an unsolicited, this is how to go pain-free. With Salon Pause, I keep saying pause. It's pause. Salon Pause. It's a French name, and this company, by the way, has been around for quite a while. Just came to America, but these people have been selling this product around the world for quite a while, haven't they?
Again, yes. Well, this is the real thing. It's finally the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch. It's for mild to moderate back, joint, and muscle pains. It lasts up to 12 hours. There's two powerful ingredients, methyl salicylate and menthol. They go right to the site of the pain, Doug. And unlike pills, it does not go through your stomach or through your entire body.
Yeah, you have to be 18 or older. Why would that be? Why do you have to be an adult to use this? The ingredients are strong, and they're aimed at helping these aches and pains that you have, right?
So kids are not little adults. They react differently.
Right. You know what? What a great thing to say as an aside. Children are not little adults. Children are children. That can apply in so many ways. They got to remember that. The way that you get this Salon Pause, the patch that lasts, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours or 12 longer?
12 hours.
12 hours, is to go to Dr. Ken's website, drkenshow.com. You see a picture of him there. The Salon Pause is right underneath his picture, and we've migrated it to dougsteffen.com as well. So free sample of Salon Pause. Have it, try it, like it, use it. You will be very happy we told you the story. Speaking of stories, one of today's big deals has to do with yoga and how helpful it is for women who have breast cancer. How's that?
A few weeks ago, we heard that yoga can lower the frequency of palpitations, feeling your heart turn over. And this week from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, we know that breast cancer patients, Doug, who practice yoga, they experience lower stress and improved quality of life compared to people who don't practice stretching exercises or anything else like this.
So yoga is not as difficult to do or to participate in as some people think. Actually, my son is doing a lot of yoga, and he's telling me how really good it is. Have you ever done any yoga, Ken?
Informally.
Now that I want to see. All right, news on Alzheimer's today as well.
Fascinating. Similar to the kind of functional MRI scan that you had, Doug,
right.
We're learning that people out of the Journal of Neuroscience who have a specific gene, one of the genes associated with Alzheimer's disease, we start seeing the covering of the nerve cells called myelin start to not function the way it should as early as age 20.
Wow. So can you imagine if somebody, and you know the work has to be going on, is somebody working on some kind of a drug now to deal with that, the cover that's there to break it away, that sort of thing? You know that somebody's working on stuff like that.
Absolutely, a lot of activity. And if I can mention out of this Journal of Neuroscience, relieving back pain can help the brain. We talk about the Salon Pause and chronic lower back pain. Doug, it just doesn't hurt. It also causes thinning of certain regions of the brain, important to relieve the pain.
All right. Get Salon Pause. That really is. That's a solicited and unsolicited plug. Salon Pause at drkenshow.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Movie news to talk about today. Chuck Curry is here. Michael, you need a minute or two, though. You need. Oh, you are? Okay, good. Right. Michael's fine, so that means we're fine with you, Chuck, or not that we aren't always fine with you, but I like to give you as much time as possible because there's always a lot of interesting movie news, DVDs, videos. That's Chuck Curry's specialty, and you can follow what he's writing and thinking on his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. It is it's easily found. You go to Chuck's picture in the contributor box at DougStephan.com. Click on that. You go right there, see what he's reading, what he's viewing, what his thoughts are. That was This Is Home. Why don't you keep playing that, Michael? I don't know this song. I'm trying to figure out. This is right. Mostly because I didn't see the Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. You probably saw that with your daughter. Did you, Chucker?
Which movie is that?
I'm talking about the Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian.
No, I didn't bring my daughter.
You didn't bring your daughter. Is that something that you might have brought your daughter to see?
Yeah, sure. She would sit through that.
Yeah. All right, anyway, that was the number one movie during this week in 2008. And that's what we focus on, big movies, big stars, big stories, interesting things. And this is a movie which we're about to highlight in our contest every day, or most every day. We try to bring you some audio from a well-known film, see if you can guess what the film is for a swell Doug Stephan prize. This movie happens to have been the number one movie during this week in 1999. Very charming, sweet chick flick. And both the stars were likable, and you could imagine how they might get along in the same way if it was real life. I think that's what you got out of this movie. Here's the first clue.
Well, actually, yes, I feel I should apologize to everyone for my behavior over the last 6 months. I have, as you know, been somewhat down in the mouth.
Well, there's an understatement. There are dead people on better form.
All right, got it, Chucker?
I think I got it.
Yep. All right, yeah. Let's get to Richie if he was here and not slouching off down the beach. Like, I got it. All right, so here's your next audio clue.
Well, you know, it's just one day. Tomorrow, today's papers will all have been thrown out.
You really don't get it. This story will be filed. Every time anyone writes anything about me, they'll dig up these photos. Newspapers last forever. I'll regret this forever.
Not likable. At that point in the movie, she was not likable. Would you agree with that, Chucker?
Somewhat, but I tell you, I'm a big fan of this film. I like that movie a lot.
That's a good movie.
I think that's one of her three best films.
And I thought that she was great in that movie. Yeah, and I thought the chemistry between the two of them was very good, didn't you?
Yeah, very good.
You could believe that they would be together in real life. All right, last clue, audio clue.
The fame thing isn't really real, you know. And don't forget, I'm also just a girl.
Hmm.
Standing in front of a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Asking him to love her.
Just a girl. What a great line. Don't you wish you had written that? Just a girl.
That is a good
standing
line.
Standing in front of a boy. I'm writing this down, actually. In front of a boy, asking him to love her. Isn't that interesting? And they did. It was like a happily ever after kind of thing, which is the best kind, right? 800.
It's a fairy tale, but that's what we'll
do. Oh, come on, you killjoy. Chucker. 800-510-8255. All right, I see the Angelina Jolie movie about Bosnia is targeted for a December 23rd release. She directed that, right? But she didn't star
she
in
did.
It? Is that right?
It's a good question. I'm not sure I know she directed it. That's the first time she's directed a movie.
Yeah. And it was apparently a lot of controversy about it one way or the other. But, I mean, these people, they must be so good at what they do. They can compartmentalize. Their lives seem to be like they're torrentially moving all over the place. And yet she can get focused and so can he on a movie. And it makes you wonder, if you're really that good at it, is it that easy to learn the lines, get into the character, and just shoot and then go back to your life?
That's a pretty good analysis, but you're right. A lot of these people can do exactly what you said. That they have, depending on what it's not curing cancer, obviously, but to act and direct is not an easy thing to do.
All right, give us one story from your side of the hill.
Here's a TV story of interest. Actress Lisa Edelstein, who plays the character of Huddy on Fox's medical drama House, will not return for the eighth and probably final season of that series this September.
Why did she come back?
She wants to do other things, but the interesting thing is she's going to pass up probably a $3.5 million paycheck, which is what she makes a year. So.
That's lousy. All right, well,
no Huddy on House.
No Cuddy. Catherine, what's the name of that movie?
Notting Hill.
Isn't it a great movie? Don't you love it?
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a great, great movie. You are right on top of your spot on your game, Catherine. I'm going to send you a nice Doug Steffen prize. Thank you for being there in Missouri listening to Good Day. Chuck Curry, who's an important part of our program with his input every day at this time. Chucker Mañana.